Thank you, Eric. Bill Leff, it's Anna Balaval in for the I want to say vacationing Wendy Snyder.
But it's just a day.
It's just a day. It's not really a vacation, is it? Do me a favor. He's your coworker. He's your friend. You introduce Pat Tomasulo, please.
Well, that puts
make
me on
good.
A...
Make,
you better make it good. He's listening.
Well, I have to say that this Saturday, it's must-see TV.
Yes.
Forget Saturday Night Live. The show to watch is Man of the People with the one and only, most versatile talent in the city of Chicago. He does sports. He does news. He does comedy. Pat Tomasulo!
That was pretty good.
Oh, that was... Let me just say, that was beautiful. It was heartfelt.
Accurate.
I also loved someone telling everyone to watch on Saturday night when she knows she herself will be watching Sunday at about 8:30 in the morning.
Is that true?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is she, yeah. You think she could stay up
till
10 o'clock? I can't even stay up till 10 o'clock.
When I stay up, I laugh a lot and I say, hey, I should, Steve, we should stay up. And Steve's like, yeah, we should. And we don't.
But you don't.
No.
But you don't.
But we're going to have a victory brunch at your house on Sunday, aren't we, Anna?
Pat, congratulations. I'm so proud of you and I'm so happy for you. That's big news.
Well, thank you so much. That's it's very nice to say. Tomorrow night is the first of 30 new episodes.
What?
For 2019.
30?
Yeah.
How much money are you making, bro?
Not enough.
I didn't think so.
No, if they were paying me by the episode, we'd be doing 50. We did 38 last year. So here's the thing. Between the three of us right now.
Yes.
I told them 30 this year, but I'm really gunning for about 26. But I assume none of them are listening right now, and this will stay right here, because 30 is still probably 24 episodes too many.
No one does that many anymore, Pat.
That's a lot,
nobody.
Pat.
That's a bunch.
This is local TV, so you know they want to squeeze out every last drop of juice from this orange.
Well, do
if they're paying people to do the show, damn it, they're going to do episodes all the time.
Yes.
You could do like top 10 moments, like Best of Chicago, Chicago's Best Us. No one will notice.
Yeah.
Well.
But not you. You're a professional.
Oh,
you don't have
is.
Time for
he
that.
He is a micromanager, this kid.
What are you talking about, micromanager? What's that supposed to
mean? Well, you're hands-on is
hands-on.
What your crew told me.
Hands-on and micromanaging. Micromanaging is an insult.
It's not my first language.
All right.
Were you surprised, Pat? I know how hard you worked on season one, and it was so enjoyable.
Yeah.
But still, there's always a little bit of doubt. Will they pick it up for a second season? Were you shocked that they said yes?
No, I had no doubt in my mind, because they already spent money on it. They're going to keep doing this show until it's only me left in that office. Believe me, if I got a day left on my contract, that show is happening.
Yep. You told us last year when the show is about to premiere, you said it really is a very small staffed show. There's not that many people working on it. Is that still the case?
Yes. Yes. Do you really want to go down this road? Or do you
he's supposed to sound positive during this interview.
We want to get people excited.
Positive.
We don't want me freaking out on live radio.
No,
we'll say we have enough to do a fantastic
They're
show.
They're worth
That's
their
what we'll say.
Price.
Yeah.
Now, we do. You know what? Here's the thing. So, you know, I'm always of like two minds of it, because I've been on projects like when I've done stuff in L.A. and I've done pilots or taped presentations or whatnot. You work with these big, like sometimes too many chefs spoil the soup.
I've heard that, yeah.
Other times there aren't enough chefs to run the restaurant.
Right.
I think we're
in between.
We're in between there. I think we have enough like-minded people that as long as we keep putting on the air something that looks like it was done by 50 people, I'm happy if we have 7 capable people.
But what's interesting is that I've been in the show, not on it, but in it, because I took my son to perform.
Yeah.
And he rehearses the show before he puts it on the air.
Oh, really?
We don't rehearse anything.
Right.
I was shocked. I was shocked at how he knows the camera shots. I've never rehearsed a WGN Morning News anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the difference. We're not doing a news show.
Okay.
You know, the thing with comedy is like we can screw up on the news because we do 6 hours of it. And, you know, you have a much bigger sample size, six hours a day, the morning show, 5 days a week. We got a half hour to get it right once a week. So it's not like it's a totally different animal.
And you've gotten it right, my friend.
Absolutely.
Well, we're trying.
Pat, in the year plus you've been doing the show, what's the one thing you wanted to get on the air, but for some reason they wouldn't let you do it? Is there one thing like that? That maybe the idea was there, but somebody just said, nah, we can't put this on TV for whatever reason.
You know what? And I don't want to jinx it, but there is very little oversight.
Really? Good.
Yeah, no, we just, they usually we find out at about 1:30 on Friday where people come in very nervously. I don't think.
It's all made it to the air.
Yeah. I think the only time we've had something cut is if maybe it involved the sponsor, but that's...
That's it, though.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
I don't think we've... have we done anything that... I mean, for God's sake, I put a grown man in a diaper on here. I mean, I think that's probably as far as you could go.
There have been a couple times that you've done jokes on the show that I've said to myself, I can't believe they've let him say that, but he just said it. So,
but it's a nighttime show,
right? Yeah. True. Yeah.
Well, I think at this point they've kind of, you know, they know
what they're getting
for at this point.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
If there was no budget at all on the show, if they just said the sky's the limit, you do whatever you want to do, what would you do differently?
I'd probably hire about 15 more people.
Yeah.
To start. I'd give myself a hefty clothing allowance.
He likes his clothes. This kid likes his clothing.
Sure. Yeah,
and, you know, I'd not an easy size to fit. He has a special body.
Little man. Yeah. I'd have a catered lunch every day.
Oh, that does sound good.
I don't know that I would spend a lot of the money necessarily on the quality of the show. I think I'd spend more of it on the quality of my enjoyment of just life. A parking space, perhaps.
Yeah.
What else could I do?
Yeah, but you know what? You just proved.
PlayStation.
What? Yeah, what's wrong with
that? Oh, my goodness. What are you complaining about the crew you have? Your small crew, because all those things you've mentioned are not necessary, says
Mom.
No,
he's asking if money were not an option.
Right.
What would I do? I mean, I'd hire people, but I'd also do stuff to make.
Some
I'd
perks.
Give us private bathrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, he is very particular about his bathroom. I've done stand-up with this guy. A bidet. No one appreciates a bidet, Tomasulo, and I appreciate a bidet.
I don't, I'm very particular about that. My dream is to own one of those fancy Japanese toilets.
I don't think you're going to feel like you're clean enough, knowing you.
I don't spend a lot of money on myself.
Right.
And I don't. Really, you know, I'm just that kind of guy. I squirrel my money away.
But that's really one area.
When I buy a house one day, I'm going to splurge on one of those $7,000 toilets.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Have you ever used one?
I've never used one.
Brother, it is a game changer.
Is it really?
Yes.
But doesn't that spoil you as to where you'd go, well, I will never use anything else other than this?
Well, I try never to go outside my home.
I'm the same way.
I play in my home court. And that's, I don't like to play a lot of away games.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And he needs a lot of solitude.
I've told the story. When my family used to drive to Florida, I would go to the bathroom here when we left, and then when we got to where we were going in Florida. And that was it.
Right, oh
my
God. That's it.
Drive all the way there.
Listen, I have no vices. Some guys go out to the bars every weekend. What they spend on beer and partying in a year is going to double what I'm going to spend on this toilet. That's what makes me happy.
But you want a toilet with all these features. You don't want a toilet and a bidet.
I want it both. I want the one that has the little Japanese toilet that warms it. You control the water temperature, the pressure.
And
the
you can put koi in there, too, I believe.
Just wave your hand in front of it, and it opens and closes. You can have a conversation with it.
Good morning, Mr. Tomasulo.
I want mood lighting. I want the whole thing.
Aromatherapy?
Yeah. And my wife better not come within 30 feet of that toilet.
That's yours. That belongs to you.
I know.
Mine.
Pat, can you hang for a minute? Are you okay time-wise?
Yeah, what the hell?
Pat Tomasulo is here. His new show, well, the new season of Man of the People starts Saturday night at 10. As Anna has pointed out, you can watch it the next day, too. But why not watch it live at 10 o'clock on Saturday? He needs you to watch it live.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and then more of this sort of behavior. It's Bill and Anna in for Wendy on WGN. Pat Tomasulo's on. He plays Pat Tomasulo on WGN TV Morning News. His television show, Man of the People.
He plays the Man of the People on Saturdays.
He also does on Saturdays at 10 o'clock.
No, 10-ish, right, Pat?
No, it's definitely 10 o'clock.
Okay. 10 o'clock on the nose.
Okay. I have tried to schedule the episodes this year around when there are not games that are going to go on and put us on at 11:30.
That's been an issue in the past, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Bill,
did you do that with a
pencil? Left turn instead of a right.
Yes.
Did you do that with a pencil? And, like, upstairs with the booking sheet?
No, it was basically just me alone in my office for an hour or so trying to go through multiple dates by myself.
Pat, give me a short list of dream guests, two or three people that you've always wanted to talk to, always wanted to have on a show of your own, and if anything could happen, who would they be?
Oh, boy. That's that's a tough one to answer because we don't really do interview segments on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But are you saying, like, somebody just for the hell of it to
somebody
talk to?
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
to collaborate with.
Yeah.
Well, either or. Just somebody that you'd say to yourself, oh, since a child I have enjoyed the work of this person and now I have a TV show, I'm going to invite them to come on. Who would that be?
Boy, let's get U2 on the show.
Yeah?
Is a cop-out.
Yeah, not Anna and myself,
no,
but
no,
the band
U2.
Yeah, that would
be...
I don't want you. I see U2 enough. No, I'm not pandering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would have made the ask already.
You want Bono on. You want
Edge
on. Yeah,
let's get Bono on. I love...
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
And who would I want to interview? I would love Jerry Seinfeld,
yeah.
Larry David, Howard Stern, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr. I can go on and on.
It's quite a list.
It's a very, very long list.
What sort of advice are you getting from family? Do you have any family members who have seen the show that are telling you? Is this a bad question?
That.
Is this a rough question?
No. They give me lots of advice like, hey, I saw that... You did that thing with the old ladies. It was funny. You should do that again.
That, of course,
one thing I've gotten.
Now that's your dad, Paulie Walnuts, speaking,
yeah,
right?
That's my father. My mom would say something like, "I saw that thing you did with the diaper guy. That was interesting." And that's her way of saying she didn't like it.
Yeah, interesting equals.
Right out.
Interesting equals. I'm not sure it was good. Right?
You just need to read between the lines with those two. You know?
How will seasons two differ from season one? Is there any major change? Anything structurally different in the show from the seasons?
Any major changes? We're trying to... We had 6 weeks off between the last episode and this one.
Mm-hmm.
We have been shooting our butts off, doing lots of remotes, and we tried to use that time to get ahead in the schedule because we are a small staff, but we want to be able to utilize more longer and really short little taped pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what we're trying to do a little bit more of is get me out there in the field. With the people.
Yep.
Hence, Man of the
name
people.
Implies it, yeah.
And I think a lot of times in our monologue this year, we are going to be a little, have a little bit more of a bolder and stronger point of view.
Oh,
boy.
I didn't know that was possible. Good.
Yeah. I think we're in an insane time right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to cut through the nonsense.
And that could be you.
That could be.
It should be you.
I'm not saying it's going.
No, but
going,
it should be. It could be. It should be.
It could backfire horribly, but it could. It could, in a perfect world, be me.
Are you noticing, Pat, when you do the Man in the Street segments,
yeah,
that people are recognizing
all
you
the time.
Faster and easier, and
yes,
they're happier to see you than ever
before?
Well,
Anna will tell you, from being on that morning show,
yeah,
you don't, and this is not blowing my own horn, because they get my name wrong half the time.
Yeah.
But you get noticed all the time. What's fun now is that they constantly mess up the name of the show. So it's, hey, Man About Town. Hey, People Man. Hey, Man of the Hour. Around Town Man.
With the man.
Nope. 0-4. Keep going.
But they're getting part of it right. They're not completely missing it.
As long as they're watching, they could call
it whatever.
Anything they want. I don't care. They could call it 3.5 men or 2.5 men. I don't care.
Good. They know it exists.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
All you need.
They can hate watching.
Can I tell you behind the scenes something Anna said during the break that I hope you'll enjoy?
Is it positive about me?
She said, funniest guy, he's like my brother.
Aww.
Yes, my little brother.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know it, but he has a heart of gold. He's very caring. He both times that I've had children,
he's
shown
helped
up
deliver
to see
the children.
Them. No, mm-mm. That's where he draws
I
the line.
I was in the room.
No, you were not. We don't know each other biblically.
For Baby About Town. A new show that's coming out on WGN later in the season, Baby Around
but
Town.
But I'm so happy he has his own show because he worked so hard putting these pieces together for WGN
Are
Morning
you
News.
Are you choked up? Is that what's happening?
No,
you're making
Anna
cry.
On like an
and Larry and Robin would ignore it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all loved it. But if you don't get a reaction from the people you're working with,
right,
it kind of defeats the purpose. So he would be kind of frustrated.
Yep.
So I love that now it moved away from WGN Morning News. Our bosses gave him the chance to do this because they knew it would be a hit because all his pieces. I remember being in meetings where our executive producer would be like, Pat, we need you to help with content because it's so good. He's a hard worker. Yeah. He's a perfectionist. And he's a one-man band. So
it's perfect.
So he would put so much effort into it. And none of us would put any effort into anything. Like, none of us worked the hours that he worked, except for Dean Richards.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that now he has his own vehicle. And he doesn't have to depend on any of us reacting to his
work. It paid off, Pat.
Well, we'll see.
Are you crying? Are you
We're
crying?
We're all crying. We're all
No,
weeping.
I fell asleep. No, that was
oh, shut. See what I mean?
Just that like a brother.
Beautiful. I'm going to let
and
the kids I, feed
and
you
I
on
love
Sunday.
You. No, you know, to be, yeah, I mean, yeah, there were times, I will say, everybody is very supportive now, we're all a very big, happy family, let's not sow
That's
any
true.
Discord, but let me tell you, Bill, that yep. really prepares you for a life of a stand-up comedian,
uh-huh.
you're dying in the room all the time,
yep.
you think I care about bombing in a club? I've done it on, I did it on TV for the first 4 years of my career.
Pat Tomasulo's Man of the People is going to be on Saturday night at 10 on WGN TV. Watch it. You will be very, very happy you did. Pat, congratulations. Very happy for you.
Thank you. It was an honor and a pleasure, and you better make something good on Sunday.
All right. Done.
I'll let the kids cook.
She's cooking me brunch.
Right. I'll let the kids
the
cook.
No.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Bye.
Take care. We'll take a quick break. We'll close things off. Stick around. It's Bill and Anna in for Wendy on WGN.